There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Like why there's so few believers on the firing line, while so many others sit the fence. But if you want to know where the Word of God stands, and believe it wants to use your feet and hands, it's time to take your faith out of the seats and into the streets, and come along with me. If you only look, then you will see on WCN TV.
Welcome to today's WCN TV program. We are live, and it's Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. I hope you all had a chance to watch last week's program with Pastor Kevin O'Connor from California, and I'm sorry I was not able to be here for that, because that was an interview I was really looking forward to, but my schedule changed at the last minute, and I had to be on the road. But thank you to J.R. Harrison for covering for me. He did a great job. So if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go back and watch that show from last Tuesday, June 10th. Today we have our good friend Pastor Butch Paugh on the program. Pastor Butch hosts the Call to Decision radio program every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening. He's also a regular monthly columnist for Wisconsin Christian News, and it's always a great discussion when he's on with us. We got to spend some time together this past weekend at Coach Dave and Michelle's in Ohio. And it was a great, it was great to finally meet him in person. And we had some wonderful fellowship together with him and his wife, Marcia. So, Pastor Butch, welcome back to WCN TV. And thanks for making time in your schedule for me. I don't know if you noticed, but we put your picture in our intro video. And you got to be pretty important to get in that. So, welcome back.
Well, I hope you say got to be pretty to get into it, but okay, I'll take it. So, I thank you for having me, Robin. I mean, it's an honor meeting you, and you got a beautiful wife. Inside and out, she really is a pretty lady. It's an honor meeting you, and I will say this, folks, everybody watching, Rob Pugh has a very kind heart. I mean, really and truly, he does. He's not fake at all. What you are hearing and seeing is what he is in person, a kind, gentle person, trying to do his best to make a difference in this world for the glory of God. And I want to say that right now. The first time I got to meet him face to face, it was a pleasure meeting him. It truly was.
Well, thank you, Butch. I appreciate it. And all I can say is likewise. It was an honor to be there and meet you. So, and you have a beautiful wife too. So, I'm sure you made it home okay. Did you have a good Father's Day?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know. Really not a big deal. We just had a good time. That's all. Relaxed, enjoyed the day together. You know, it's hard to believe that I've had a lot of Father's Days now. I'll be 77 years old come September. And I look back over the years, my oldest son will soon be 51. I'm thinking, how did that happen?
Yeah, I know.
Where did it go? Now we have three great grandsons. So I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I got old.
Well, we've been married 35 years, and our oldest son is going to be 33 next week. So, yeah, we think about that. And I was 35 when I started our newspaper, so I was about his age when God started prodding me to start Wisconsin Christian News. And of course, I fought him on that for about 2 years. And I finally said, okay, God, you win. I'll do it. And but that's a whole other story. So what's on your mind today with all the news stories going around?
Oh, there's a lot going on, but we'll discuss what you want to discuss first. We got plenty of time. If you have something on your mind, share it, and I'll go into what I want to talk about, or I think we need to share. But I'll let you start off any way you want to go.
Well, I guess the first thing we should probably talk about is the No Kings protest that happened around the country on Saturday. Any thoughts on that in particular?
Well, I was thankful and amazed at how peaceful they were. And I do believe, now I don't know this, my opinion is that enough strength was showing to make them back down any kind of violence. I think with all the, and I saw it myself, troop movements and airplanes and tankers, all that happening. I think that there was enough strength showing by law enforcement they weren't going to tolerate rioting and burning. So I do believe it was meant to be more than just a peaceful protest, but it didn't work out for them this time. And I don't think it was any coincidence that the Army's marching in Washington, D.C. the same day they're going to have the No King protest. So interesting. That's my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
Well, you know, the left wants No Kings, and it seemed to me at first that that was a pretty stupid name they gave for these protests, but if you look at it through spiritual eyes, they named it exactly as they really mean it. Mm-hmm. You know, of course we have no kings in America, but that's not what they really meant. What they meant was they want no king of kings, but we all know that one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess to the truth of the fact that Jesus is the King of Kings. But that's the king they're really against, isn't it?
Well, they don't want any kind of authority in their life at all. No. They want to live their life the way they feel it should be lived, and no authority on the law. But as the head Satanist used to say in his Bible, Anton LaVey said, what was his?
Do as thou wilt shall be the whole of the law.
Yes, yeah. The whole part of what they want. They don't want any authority over them to tell them what's right and wrong, and morality is no longer a basis for them to think about. They do what they want to do because it's what they want to do. That's man's natural rebellion born into them. That's man's nature. Unless it's controlled by the Holy Spirit in a born-again believer, it's hard to control that, the nature of man, because his tendency is to do evil all the time. That's mankind, period. So yeah. They don't want authority. They don't want it, whether it be government authority, if it's good authority. They certainly don't want King Jesus in their life. They don't want that at all.
Well, when you look at it, lawlessness does abound, and the love of many has grown cold. Mm-hmm. So you don't see, you mentioned that they were mostly peaceful, and I guess they could have been a lot worse, but they were pretty rage-filled. Anyway, I woke up on Saturday morning, and like the rest of us, to the news that a guy killed two Democrats and injured two more in Minnesota. It was obvious to me that this was a planned event to instill even more rage and hatred for those planning to participate in that protest that day. The shooter's name is Vance Belter, but I can't seem to get a clear answer to who this guy is. Some say he was a Trump supporter and he was very anti-abortion. And at the same time, others say he was part of the liberal protesters. We don't know. We do know that Tim Walz appointed him to a second term in 2019 on a Democratic State Workforce Development Board. So he does have leftist ties, but it's likely we're never going to know the truth on that. Regardless, I don't really understand, you know, the leftists who are fighting so hard to keep illegals from being deported by ICE. We certainly know for sure that the liberals don't want them living in Martha's Vineyard or anywhere else where they live. But, you know, the news media makes it sound like ICE is just indiscriminately arresting and deporting millions of innocent people. But when you look at the numbers, way less than 1% of even the most violent illegals have been deported. And even the best analysts say that the best we can hope for is maybe 3% of those who invaded our country over the past 4 years will be able to be apprehended and deported by the end of Trump's term in office. So, you know, we know the media is to blame for a lot of the hatred and rage that the leftists are rioting over, and that's always the case. And the liberals' rage is really based on lies and disinformation. And you can blame a lot of that on the media.
Well, you know, are you familiar with, oh, I heard him, I'm talking back to you. You familiar with what Representative Becca Blunt said in the Vermont, the Democrat? Did you hear what she said about illegals?
No.
Did you hear about it?
No.
Now, I'm going to read this, and I'm not going to say one word in it, but I'm going to read it. You know what I'm talking about. The open lesbian lawmaker told a crowd that if Trump continues to crack down on illegals, we're not going to have anybody around to wipe our A's.
Mm.
She said that right to the microphone. Now that's these Democrats are supposed to be pro illegals. I assume that's what. But to come down and say that, such a derogatory mark. And another representative from Texas, Jasmine Crockett, said, "We're done picking cotton." She said at a predominantly black church in Connecticut. You can't pay us enough to find a plantation. We done picking cotton. Now that's what they're talking about, illegals. But they won't be here to pick cotton, and we're done picking cotton. We done picking cotton. I mean, this is the attitude of these people. And yet everybody thinks that they're the heroes and saviors of illegals when they were disrespecting to the point they say they have to act butt wipers to be here. That is what makes me angry. Yet we give blame because we say they're illegal, they shouldn't be here.
You'll figure. Yeah, you know, the left portrays themselves as the heroes to the downtrodden and the poor, and all they've been doing for pretty much their whole existence is exploiting people.
Oh yeah.
And now I just saw a news story in Green Bay here in Wisconsin. I think it was Green Bay. It's Green Bay? Yeah, pretty sure it was Green Bay. They just opened a coffee house there for lesbians, black people, and indigenous people. So how many years did black people fight against segregation? And now they are self-segregating themselves. And, you know, no white people allowed in this coffee shop in Green. What would happen if we set something up, white people, whites only, if we had a whites only coffee house? How far do you think we'd get with that?
White and straight.
You're white and straight, yeah.
Yeah, right across the road from that one, see what happens.
Yeah.
We
wouldn't even get the permit to open the place, I'll tell you.
No,
that.
No, we wouldn't. That is reverse. Obviously reverse racism, but it works for them. But that's just America today. Whenever we are such a confused, sick, depraved country that boys and girls don't know they're boys and girls, we are in really sad shape. I mean, this nation, I preached this last night, and I'll say it clear as I can, America is dying of gangrene. The blood of Christ is not applied. It's not getting to all areas of the nation. And the parts it's not getting to is dying. It's rotting. It's putrefying. It's full of pus and filth. That's what America has become, a rotting body, a corpse of what she used to be.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. So, well, one other point I want to make here, the media is also pushing the narrative that Trump's going to eliminate welfare and Medicaid, and people are going to lose all their rights. But if you look at the actual legislation on some of those things, they don't even take effect until 2037, long after Trump is long gone. And there's going to be at least two more administrations in the White House by 2037, probably Democrat. So anything Trump does will immediately be reversed and halted before they ever even take effect. So it seems to me that a lot of the MAGA stuff is going to be, once again, just smoke and mirrors. And yet, you know, they're still rioting in the streets because, again, the media has stirred them up with lies and deception.
That's what they do best, obviously. Well, our nation is more divided now than I've ever seen in my life. I grew up in the 60s when rioting, with 1967, a big riot in Detroit. I can remember that. And it was a big riot. But compared to what we had in the last 5 or 6 or 10 years, it wasn't all that much. And that was one. Now it's getting spread everywhere. So the division is caused for a purpose, and divide and conquer has always been a law of warfare. And they're dividing their country. They're dividing people against others. And it's coming down to the point that, as the Mitch Duman prophesied 20, 30 years ago, we're going to be going to civil war, and I think he's right. It's basically already started. It just hadn't broke out in gunfire everywhere yet.
Well, it's broken out with pallets of bricks that are conveniently supplied to them, you know, before the riots even began. I mean, they had those in place a week before in Los Angeles. We know that. But just a couple examples of the rage from the left, and these are stories of children participating in the weekend protests. In Washington, D.C., there's a video of a seven-year-old boy screaming obscenities through a megaphone, cursing Trump. And the crowds are laughing hysterically. And then in Los Angeles, a young girl participated by beating apart a pinata made to look like Trump with a stick, and the crowds were cheering her on. So, you know, now they're bringing the kids in. They've already got them brainwashed and indoctrinated to hate America, hate Trump, hate anything on the right, and now the kids are screaming, seven-year-old boy screaming obscenities. And a little girl beating Trump with a stick while the crowds cheer him on. You know, it's crazy. You know, I thought this was supposed to be the party of tolerance, inclusion, free speech, and democracy. Well, it is democracy. Democracy is actually mobocracy. You know, it's mob rule. But the rage the people are displaying is frightening, especially when even little kids are cheered on when they display their hatred and rage. What are we teaching our kids?
It kind of makes you miss the Leave It to Beaver days, doesn't it?
Oh, man. Those were the days.
I lived through those days. I know there were days that if we would even attempted to use bad language, I don't want to think what Dad would have done to us. I mean, it's just, so, yeah. Now, that wouldn't have been tolerated for a minute by any child in school or anywhere else. But that's America's changed that much. As I said, the Spirit of Christ, according to Colossians chapter 1, is what keeps the whole world together. It said that all, through him, all things consist. And without that consistency to hold us together as mortar on bricks, it's not going to stand. Our nation's crumbling because that spirit has been taken out of our country. And that word of truth is ignored and what word can I use? Blasphemed every day, even from behind the pulpits it is.
Yeah.
We have churches now that go out in full homosexual regalia, bragging about they're going to invite in, come on in, and we'll let you do, leave any way you want to. They throw out a rainbow-colored carpet to welcome in, and I believe our God watched it during Sodom and Gomorrah. He's watching again here in America.
Yeah, I don't know how he allows those buildings to stand. And there's more and more of them. Well, that's a good segue into the topic of Sodomite Pride Month. But that's apparently the month of June. Bill Clinton started that in 99, and 10 years later, well, it was Gay and Lesbian Month under Clinton, and 10 years later, Obama added bisexual and transgender to it. So go figure. But actually, they have more than 300 sexual perversion holidays and celebrations all throughout the year. I did an article and a radio broadcast on that. It must have been last week, anyway, where I list some of those things. And it's all throughout the year. It never stops.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Now, when you saw this, you saw this, I'm sure. Back during the last administration, they had the homosexual flags flying with U.S. flags on the Capitol.
Yep.
They had those flags flying, and now the flag, this rainbow flag, now has the black and pink colors for pedophilia and other things represented by it. So yes, and the blame lies squarely at the doorstep of the Church of America, who tolerated this. And I'm saying this on the air. I don't care who hears it. whenever you cower in the corner because you don't want to get involved, you don't want to cause problems, you want to be peaceful, you let this evil take away your children, the blood of your children is on your hands, and God requires that of your hands. Ezekiel 33 talks about the watchman. Parents should be watchmen for the children. And we tolerate that in our society. We didn't take the evil from among us. Now evil's consuming us, and our God sees that. Oh, my. And greater is your damnation for knowing the truth and not doing it. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, you know, that rainbow flag, that is not just a pretty flag. That is a symbol of conquest. And when they fly that over the state houses, that means they have conquered their state or the country. Well, it's not over the U.S. Capitol this time, but I'm sure it will be again. But anyway, now we're told that a lot of corporations are stepping away from supporting pride parades and celebrations. But, you know, this cult is still extremely well-funded. Still hundreds of thousands of businesses and corporations donating and supporting sodomite pride. But now they're complaining they don't have enough money to fund all their parades and festivals, and they've set up fundraisers to make up the difference. And they have. I've seen some of the numbers. That they're not losing anything. And we, you know, some of the parades that I have looked at just online, Target stores say they've backed away and they're not supporting that anymore. They're still in the parades and some in the bigger cities. They're still
churches
there.
Churches are too.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
pastors marching with them.
That's what shocked me the most when, you know, this event we had at Coach Dave's began, I think, in 2017 or 18 or something. No, it must have been 2015 or 16. Anyway, it began with us going there, and we would go to the Pride Parade to witness to the people. And we started that first year. We had 22 of us against 500,000 people. And I actually had some fruit come from that. I was actually able to have a conversation with a group of lesbians, and they were so impacted by what they heard, they actually got up and left the parade, the whole group of them. So, but every year after that, it was kind of a nightmare. The police would look at us as the criminals, waiting for us to be, you know, violent or, you know, commit some kind of crime. And yet they're spitting on us, they're punching us, they're knocking us to the ground and tearing up our Bibles and right in front of us. And that was just the cops' entertainment for the day, part of their entertainment. They were there to watch the parade stuff going on too. So it's a whole crazy world. Lawlessness abounds.
The keepers of the law become lawless themselves. There's nothing left to build on. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Yeah.
The foundations have been destroyed for this nation. I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about this nation. The foundations have been destroyed. 2 Kings 24:4 very clearly tells us that he will not forgive pardon the shedding of innocent blood. He won't forgive it. We've shed that innocent blood of at least 60 million children, probably close to 100 million. And he said, I'll not pardon that. I'm sorry. I didn't write that. It's in the book. So America is paying for its sins, and the church, judgment gives it to the house of God. The church is going to pay double because we sat back and let it happen and thought we could vote it out. We put a trust in man, and that is blasphemy, and that is idolatry before God. So there you go.
Well, yeah, we are definitely under blood guiltiness in this country, and that's a whole other topic that we're not going to have time to get into today. But anyway, where I live, I'm seeing a lot fewer rainbow flags and displays of Pride Month. And in fact, NPR did a story on how the Wisconsin Historical Museum won't be flying the Pride flag this year. But then they went into detail interviewing only homosexuals. That, you know, there was no two sides to the story. Only homosexuals who are now whining about this and saying they no longer feel welcome in Wisconsin and how they don't feel safe anymore, all because the rainbow flag isn't flying over the State Historical Museum. I got to wonder how many of them actually ever visited the State Historical Museum. And good grief, that their conquest flag is still flying over the Wisconsin State Capitol. So get over it.
My question is, and I'm saying this again in front of hundreds of thousands of people, why should they feel safe? They're criminals.
Yeah.
They have sexual deviants looking for your children. Why should child rapers, molesters, pedophiles feel safe in society? Why should they feel safe? Why do they feel comfortable around us? If they feel comfortable in our presence, that means we're not walking in righteousness. That's about as clear as an old hillbilly can put it. If someone who's an outright, blatant, hell-raising devil feels comfortable in your presence, there's something wrong with you, not them. Oh, they're bad, but there's something wrong on your side, too.
Yep, that's well said. Let me just read you a short clip from an article published recently by Prophecy News Watch. I suppose I probably could have taken this on video, but I'm just going to read it to you. It's just a short little thing here. It says something is deeply wrong when a public middle school funded by taxpayer dollars and entrusted with the care of minors decides to celebrate Drag Day without even the courtesy of notifying parents beforehand. Yet that's exactly what happened in Eugene, Oregon, where the Arts and Technology Academy staged an entire week of pride-themed activities, including encouraging children to cross-dress, all under the thin veil of inclusion. And it goes on, it says, let's call it what it is, an activist agenda, sneaking through the back door of the classroom while parents are left standing in the dark. Pride Spirit Week at this middle school wasn't just rainbow stickers and tolerance speeches. It was a full-blown ideological campaign. On Monday, kids were told to wear as many colors as they could. Tuesday, they mourned lost LGBTQIA+ members by dressing in black. Wednesday was Drag Day, an event in which children were literally told to dress like a drag queen, king, or monarch, or adopt the attire of the opposite gender. Thursday was Queer Hero Day, where students honored LGBTQP+ figures like Freddie Mercury or somebody else, I don't know, and probably, anyway. The students were to dress up on Friday, students were to dress up as a pride flag. Eugene, Oregon. So that's what's happening to our kids. If you think it's not happening in your school, you don't know a whole lot about your school, because it's happening in every school. It's happening in the tiny schools that we have a school probably about an hour away from here in a town of about 800 people, and they're doing this stuff in a rural farming community. I don't know how you.
Well, that just proves
have parents that say, oh, that's not my school. We have a good school. Our teachers would never do that. Well, it comes through the teachers' unions, first of all, where they're encouraged to teach this stuff and giving handbooks and showing them how to do it. Uh-huh. So.
Well, that proves the point I said. They're after our children. They cannot reproduce. They have to recruit. And the younger they get them, the easier to mold them in their idea of what they want. And as long as we tolerate it, and I mean only tolerate, I don't mean put up with, I mean we tolerate it. It just gets worse and worse, yet the Christian church as a whole is silent on this. Rob, I've been on the radio going on 33 years. When I started out covering this stuff on the Christian radio broadcast, why ain't you preaching the Bible? Why ain't you preaching the gospel? Because God called me to show you from the Bible what's happening and what's happening. I think the church should get involved, and not by going out and voting, but stand up and tell them the truth. Nothing wrong with voting if you know the man you're voting for, but I just want to tell you right now, I've been alive long enough to see that every administration has taken us further into tyranny, every one of them. That's a different point. The point of it is this, I was trying and still trying, as you are, Rob, to get people off the dead center and into the battle. We are put here and given the armor of God, not to watch TV and go to the next a ham and yam dinner. We were here to go into warfare for the glory of God, and as Christ told us, to further his kingdom and disciple the nations. We don't even teach our own children any longer. much less the nations. I see you get me fired up again. You got to quit that.
Well, no, I think we all agree with you, Pastor. You know, one thing I mentioned in my radio message last week is that you will never see a rainbow flag at a nursing home, but wherever kids gather, you're going to see plenty of those, and that's not by accident.
No, it's not by accident. And again, why do we tolerate it? In one of the books I wrote five or six, seven books, I don't remember why, but I put a comment in there. It's impossible. Now, I want you to listen to the wording. The wording is important. It's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. That's about as clear as I can put it.
Well, yeah. I did an article probably 10 years ago that was, I think the title was, "We Can't Coexist." That made some people mad. Anyway, why don't we take an opportunity here. Anybody in the audience have any questions or comments? And maybe you can tell us what you're seeing in your area related to Pride Month and some of the things that are happening where you live. We have people from all over the country here, so. Ray.
Yeah, Pastor Butch, good to see you. And, you know, this whole topic, this is Satan's plan from the get-go. Since he got kicked out of heaven, he hates God. He hates anything that's God's image. And he specifically loves to take the most innocent, our children, and do what he's doing to them through the drag queen hours. He's going after them. Like Rob said, they don't go, you don't see that in a nursing home. They're festering after our children with the drag queen story hours, after pedophilia. Jesus said it's better that a millstone be tied around your neck and dropped into the deepest than to offend one of these little ones. And who's getting that millstone around them? Is the one that Satan's whispering into your ear, because he wants that person to be out of God's kingdom as well. So this spiritual attack that we're in, it's a dilemma. I see on your website page too, you had John Mueller with the pedophilia. Can you explain a little bit of what that entails and how you're working that out?
Been a long while back, and I can't remember the details of the program, but he covered a lot of what David Arthur covered this past weekend, and maybe some more detail along those lines. But he's trying to show the people how ingrained they are in this. And I got to say this, Rob and Ray, the parents are going to answer for this one day if they allow their child, and I'm going to say right up and down, if they allow their child to go to public schools today, they're sending the hell holes that's going to destroy their minds and destroy their souls. And they're going to be accountable for it one day. I don't care what the excuses are. They're going to be accountable one day for the blood of that child. And I say this, I'll say it again. Homosexuals, lesbians, whatever you want to call them, transgenders, whatever, are more deadly than a murderer. A murderer kills the body. These people kill the mind and soul and ruin the lives of many thousands of innocent people. They're worse than a murderer.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Here we sit in America and the churches. How many times have you ever heard that preached in church? Ever heard a preach in church anywhere?
No, they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No, they won't. And that's why the churches kicked me out. They don't want me coming. They don't invite me to come preach very often. I haven't been called to preach anywhere in a regular church. It's been years and years. Because I'm not going to pull punches. These children's souls are in our hands to mold them and shape them. Train up a child the way it should go, right? You can't, as my wife said at the meeting, you can't be the friend of the child. You're the parent of the child.
Well, you know, I can count on one hand the number of pastors that I know across the country that actually have the courage to speak the truth on these things. So
it makes me angry.
Only one of them here in Wisconsin. Others are in other parts of the country. So,
as far as I know, and I would like to think I'm wrong, as far as I know, I'm about the only pastor in the state that covers what we cover on the radio and put it out just plain out. I don't know any other pastor that does that. I'm not bragging on me. That's my calling. But I'm disgusted with those who know the truth and don't tell the people the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they fear men more than they fear God.
That's idolatry.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely it is. Anyone else in the audience want to tell us what you're seeing in your area along these lines? I know you're from all over, so it'd be good to hear. Well, okay. That was your chance. So we're going to move on. Anyway, this does feel like a turning point. I think a lot of more people have had all they can take of the sexualization of everything and the grooming and indoctrination of our kids. So people are backing off some of their support, and we got to just keep moving forward with what we are doing to get the truth out there. Because honestly, if people like us aren't doing it, I don't know who's going to do it. Like you said, the pastors aren't going to do it. They have so much power at their fingertips if they would only use it. They have a captive audience every week, and yet they don't use the power that God's given them to, they could change this country overnight if they had an ounce of courage. Ray, come on back.
Yeah, just an afterthought. The week before last, Rob, I was in your neck of the woods at that Wausau gay event. We about four or five of us went to it, and we have one this Saturday in Marshfield that I got a lot of people going to be attending, passing out gospel tracts. But here's what happened in Wausau last Saturday when I went there and I started preaching about their perversion of the rainbow and what it represented. Inside the park, it was right at 400 West, yep, that block downtown, you know where it's at. Out of the midst of them comes a Unitarian church to attack me, the church inside this event. Remember, well, Rob, when we went to Columbus, who was in the parade with the gays? Another church.
There were 40 churches, actually. I counted them. I have pictures of every one of them. There were 40 of them. So, but yeah, Unitarian is pretty much a given, and I'm sure they're sponsors that sponsoring the thing. But it's sad when some of these others have gone over to the other side.
And Ray, may I tell you something, if you don't mind? Don't use the word gay to describe them. Gay does not mean sexual pervert. It means
right. Sodomite.
Sodomites. You call them what the Bible does. Use the word gay is like using the word abortion instead of murder. Yeah, it's aborted, but it's murder. We got to quit using their words to make it feel better. It is, yes, what it is.
Yes, we do.
And on that topic, Bible talks about blood running in the streets is as high as horses' bridles. I don't know exactly where that is. I would have to look that up. But I always wondered, how in the world is that going to happen?
That's going to happen in a final battle between the King of Kings and his enemies.
Possibly, literally, but it could also be a spiritual situation. With 60 million innocent babies murdered, I think we've already reached that point or more of blood running in the streets of this country. So, anyway, let's move on. We're all aware of the situation with Israel and Iran.
By the way, Betty wouldn't talk to you.
Oh, Betty, come on in. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I took my hand down because you said we've got to go on.
No. You're okay.
Okay. Well, Willing had some kind of pride event this last weekend or whenever it was. I always love to say something. So I always tell him that the rainbow represents God's promise. Mm-hmm. And it's a promise that he'll never flood again. And, you know, that's the only thing he'll ever represent. And also that what you guys are doing is an abomination to God. You know, you need to get Jesus. You should see the backlash of being a Jesus freak. So I always thank him for the compliment.
And by the way, Betty, that rainbow flag they carry is not the rainbow of God. It has six colors. The rainbow has seven.
Exactly.
God's the perfect number. They can't do the seven, because if it did, that would be close to God's number. They have a six-stripe rainbow.
Yes, I knew that.
The number of man is six, so there you go.
Yeah, I don't try to argue to them. I usually just tell them you need Jesus. That's all I can tell you.
I understand that. Good for you.
Okay, anybody else from our audience? Comments, questions? Well, I'd like to know what's going on in some of these places where you guys, I know where you guys live. So I'd like to hear what you're seeing, but we'll move on. So let's talk about Israel and Iran, Pastor Butch. What are you following that? What's your take on that?
I am. Yes, I am. And I don't give dates or nothing like anything in that line, but I can tell you, I did a teaching several months ago at a Bible study on American prophecy. And if you haven't watched that, folks, and I'm just telling you, it's 3 hours long. I get into American prophecy, and every nation that's involved in the last days is mentioned in the Bible. I show you who they are in modern day names. And I bring you right up through Ezekiel 38 and 39. We sent a book along with it to explain some of this, and the outline I use to teach from. America is all through the scriptures, very much so. And if you want to read the end of America as we know it, read Ezekiel 38 and 39, and read what happens to Russia, China, Iran, and other nations that attack us when God's through with them. That's in your book. But what we're seeing happen now in the Mideast, I'm not saying this.
Hold on a second. First of all, tell us where they can get that book.
Okay, they get the three-hour teaching. It's 3 hours long with a DVD or CD, their choice. And then we have what's in the book and the outline, $39.95. And I hate to charge for it, but it costs us money, folks, to get them out there. I have to pay the producer, the printer, pay for the DVDs.
Oh, you don't have to explain. I know all about that.
$39.95, you can call our office and order them at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. You can watch a three-hour teaching that will tell you who we are in the Bible, and I prove it. You're going to find out that we're more accountable than the other nation in the world ever has been, other than ancient Israel, for what we've allowed to happen. It's in your Bible. Anyway, I think I see
$39.95,
yes.
Yeah, and I can tell you at that price, Pastor Butch is not making a penny.
No, we're breaking even, I hope. Crystal worked with me in the office for 25 years. She's all the time fussing at me. She said, you're not covering the cost. So she makes you raise prices. I hate charging, but you know what it costs to run these things.
Yeah.
It isn't free. But I think I see the beginning of not just World War III, but of the Ezekiel 38 and 39 building up in the Middle East. Now, we heard, I don't want to talk about Trump. I don't like to talk about him. He's a liar. And I don't care if anybody says the man's a liar. I can prove it. Maybe he's done some good things. I'm not arguing that point. But he lied to us so many different times. And we'll get at maybe a different topic. But he just said that he didn't want America involved. Well, folks, we just sent a wave of U.S. Air Force tankers to all through Europe, Spain, and into Britain, and then the nation Qatar or Qatar. It's a little nation, right, not too far from Iran. We sent tankers in and tanker planes in that area. Sent over 32 of them. We have the USS Nimitz having over right now. That's the oldest battleship in our fleet, 50 years old. It's going to retire this year, as a matter of fact. But they're sending it over with other regalia, I guess you'd say, to go along with it. And this is my thought. This is my opinion. I heard this on another talk show this morning, too, so somebody else agreed with me. I wonder if this may be another USS Liberty event where they sink the Nimitz in order to get us involved more in a war. Would that be possible? Just asking. I think it's a good question. But we are going to be involved in something we can handle. Russia and China has told us to stay out. Trump just told everybody in Tehran to get out. China just pulled all the citizens out of Israel. Now, this is happening as we speak. This could be the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39. Now, that's a fact. If you want to hear the truth about it, get the teaching. That's all I can tell you. Not interested to know the truth about it, don't get it, for goodness sake. But if you get that, then you can't say you didn't know. You can plead ignorance until you know the truth. But now this is what's happening. I think we're seeing this build up to the perhaps the last world war before God intervenes. So I think we better be on our knees praying and seeking God's face. He told us in Matthew chapter 6 that if we will seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, then he'll supply other things we need. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people call my name, will humble themselves to pray and turn from the wicked ways, then I can heal their land. We haven't done that. The churches that you heard Rob just say, 40 of them involved in a homosexual parade.
Yeah, I've been hearing people quote 2 Chronicles 7:14 for the last 25 years.
Yes.
And that's all they do. Okay?
That's all
they do. They quote it. Now what are you going to do next? Are you going to do what you're talking about? Well, most people say, well, yeah, they say the church needs to do it. No, we all need to do it individually. We are the church. Don't wait for the pastor to initiate something like that. He's not going to do that.
Well, you're not going to find a pastor in America today do a whole lot of anything to stand up and make a difference, because they're going to be ridiculed, mocked, laughed at. They don't want that. They want people to come in and say, raise more money. Now, not all of them. There's some out there, I'm sure. I just don't know too many of them. Personally, I don't. I'm sure there's something out there. But the teaching I did on that one topic will open your eyes to see what's happening right now in the Middle East, what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. This teaching will show you scripturally what's coming next. You see, Rob, I got to say this. I don't mean to take over the program, but I got to say this. When I was called into this ministry to discuss these issues on the radio, instead of going in always by preaching salvation, which I do preach from what I'm told to do it, and I'm trying to expose to the church what's happening so they can see prophecy being fulfilled in our days, in our times, people thought I was just really off base. And a lot of them still do. And I call myself a modern-day prophet, not like Isaiah or Ezekiel. No, I'm not talking about that. But I can take the Bible, and I can show you in the Bible what's coming next because it's in the Bible. If you understand scriptures. If you want to understand scriptures, the scriptures will tell you what's coming next. So you can prophesy the future because the book told you it's going to happen. Ezekiel 38 and 39 is going to happen probably in my lifetime. Maybe not. I'm not saying the dates. But it's very close right now. And when you see the teaching that I've taught on that, you'll see what I mean. It'll make what you hear on the news click together like a puzzle. You'll see the picture for the first time maybe ever while this is happening. Go ahead, Rob.
We've been dealing with the situation with Iran for decades.
Yes, we have.
But we are inching very close to that 12 midnight mark, aren't we?
We are. And you know, the Prince of Persia is the one that withstood the Gabriel coming talking to David for seven days. And Persia is Iran.
Yeah.
So we understand that these nations of ancient times are mentioned today in scripture. Understand, put them together, you can see Iran will be one of the ones, along with Gog and Magog, Russia, and her allies, that attacked the United States in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Not just the United States, but also most of Europe. And we see in Europe right now, they're ready to, they want to take Europe out. So we're seeing this all come together. And Russia is going to be provoked in this. See, the Bible says God puts a hook in her mouth and causes her to attack. Or maybe what we're doing now, poking the bear, so to speak, is the hook he's putting in Russia's mouth to attack.
Yeah.
See, people don't think about these things. You got to bring it down out of this atmosphere and out of the sky and bring it down to what's really happening. Then it makes sense to you. We say, well, that's in the future. That's in the past. No, no, no. It's if prophecy is not happening while we're alive, then what are we doing here?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but I have said since about 2001 that we need another 9/11 in this country to get people to wake up. You know, after 9/11, all the churches were full for about a month. And then after that, they were emptier than they ever were before because they went there to find God, and he wasn't in those churches.
That's very true. Very little fruit come out of that.
I can't think of any, to tell you the truth. But, I think we need something major disaster that's going to affect everybody in this country before people are going to start waking up and seeking God. And God will do it. He's been more than patient. Guys, you're lucky I'm not God, because I would not have the patience. So,
well, we're seeing so many things happen now. The mess with the weather had been for years, and I've had people mock when I said that, and I show them the records when I was in Vietnam and Southeast Asia, Operation Popeye, weather control was back in the 40s, and they don't think it can happen. It's not happening. The mess with the weather, the atmosphere, the sprayiness, all these extreme weather incidents we're having now didn't happen when I was growing up, not as often. We have one flood after another flood, one tornado after another tornado. It's on and on and on. There's no let up any longer. Anywhere in the country, it can happen. So we're being judged by God right now. Yes, we're doing it to ourselves, but who says God can't use man to judge man?
Yes, and I absolutely believe you're right. We had Dane Wigginton on from Geoengineering Watch. Probably, I don't know, a few months ago now. But geoengineeringwatch.org, if you're interested in looking that up. But it absolutely is happening. When you wake up in the morning and the sky is perfectly beautiful blue, and then you start seeing those planes fly over, and then another one fly parallel to it, and another one fly parallel to that, and then they go and start making a checkerboard in the sky, you can't tell me those are regular airline passenger flights and their contrails. In fact, I was sitting in an airplane at an airport one time, and so I was watching the airline, the passenger flights taking off and landing, and you could see the contrails behind them, and they disappear with them within about 10-15 seconds. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, and I got pictures of this, at the same time, you've got a checkerboard sky, perfectly checkerboard sky. So I don't know how we got on that topic, but you can compare what they're doing with the chemtrails to what an actual airplane does. It ain't the same thing, folks. It's the same thing. So, Betty.
Just real quick, I actually have a printout that I found, and the weather modification actually started in 1891, with the patent number method of producing rainfall. 1891 is when they started. So I got a printout of all the patents.
Okay, well, that goes back earlier than I thought, but, I knew
it. Send that to me, Betty. I'd like to see that. Send it to me if you can. Email or something.
You need Pastor Butch's email?
Pastor
Butch at startmail.com, right? Aren't you Startmail?
Yeah, Startmail and also Hotmail, but Pastor Butch at start, like you start a car, startmail.com.
Now, tell us again, can you get that teaching on your website, or do you have to call the 800 number?
You can watch it somewhere on that. Now, this is... We're all over the website. We're all over the internet. We're on Rumble a lot. You can find it probably on Rumble. If you go in and look down the list, you might find it. American.
No, I mean to order a copy. You
can order it from, but it's best to call the toll free number and order it that way.
Okay. Give us that number again, because I'm going to get one.
800-777-4403.
Okay. Thank you. Good. All right. Well, we're down to about 5 minutes here. Pastor Bud, why don't you tell us about your radio program? I know that's when you first invited me on, I think I've been on your show three times now, but when the first time I don't, you know, sure, I'll do it, but I really don't know who this is. You know, I really didn't know anything about your show. It's huge. Every time I've been on, we've had people from all over the country call in, and to my surprise, they all knew who I was. And not only did they know who I was, some of them were subscribers. So, So tell us about that. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
We're Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We're on a shortwave live on 7520 at 8 o'clock Eastern. Then a rebroadcast at 11 o'clock Eastern on 4. I'm sorry, I've got another number. 4 something. I'm sorry. But we're live on 7520 and re-airs at 11 o'clock p.m. And 4 point something, so you'll find there no problem. We're on stations across country. You can go to our website, pastorbush.com. Look under Ways to Listen. It's on there somewhere. Again, I'm not good at computers.
Can you scroll down on that, Spencer, and find us Ways to Listen so we can see?
And you'll find dozens of stations we're on and dozens of internet feeds all over the country. So now here with us, we're on 4. Hold your Spencer. Hold your second. 4840, 11 o'clock Eastern. 4840, 11 o'clock Eastern.
I've got shortwave radio, but not everybody does. So right. If you go to Pastor Butch's website, pastorbutch.com, check out his program. It's a very good show, and you've had some pretty notable guests on. I'm just a little fish, but you were telling me at Coach's place. You just had Pat Boone on the show, didn't you?
We did. There's the list station right there. On 4.3, I said 4.8, 4.340, the rebroadcast. There's some of the stations on right there, different times of the broadcast. And you can listen on the phone. You also listen on Global Star Radio Network, gsradio.net, GS Global Star, gsradio.net. Click on Listen Live. We're on Satellite 3 at 8 o'clock. Just click on that, and there will be.
Global Star has you live, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but you see some of the stations are on there, and on down, you may even find some other ways to listen.
Okay. Good. I highly recommend it, folks. And you're on tonight, right?
8 o'clock.
It's Tuesday night.
Deborah Travis will be our guest tonight. You know who she is.
Okay. Tell us about Pat Boone. We still have a couple minutes here. I enjoyed Pat your Boone. Story.
He's a prince of a guy. I'm serious. I asked his producer. I'd been calling in a couple of minutes early so I could say hi to him before we're on the air. And he was talking to me. He said, "Do I detect a little bit of a southern accent?" I said, "Yeah, I'm from West Virginia, down the central part of the southern part of the state." He said, "I'm from Virginia originally." We got to talk. I said, "Well, good for you. Come and see us. I have Marcia picture some brown beans and cornbread." He said, "I'd love that." Humble as he can be. So I brought the program on. Instead of my regular theme song, I brought it on with Love Letters in the Sand. And he said, "That's been 60 years ago, Pastor." I said, "I know, Pat. I was alive when you did it." And we talked about some different things about his life. He's such a humble guy. He gives all praise to God. I mean, he really does. Then we discussed his newest movie he starred in, American Miracle, which is airing in some theaters last week. I hope he gets in some more of them soon. He stars as the elderly Thomas Jefferson. Kevin Sorbo, who's been on the program a few times, along with his wife, Samantha, starred in as the younger Jefferson. In the same program, I had George Washington on. The gentleman who played George Washington in the movie, Bob, mine's going to blank last name, wanted to stay in character. He did a wonderful job about George Washington and his life. So, yeah, I was honored to get to talk to these men. And again, Pat Boone is just as humble as he can be. He turned 91 the day that I came on. I told him I was 76 years old. He called me and said, "You're just a child." And I said, "Say it again, please." But anyway, such a humble gentleman. I'd be honored to meet him someday. He's just a humble guy.
91, and he's still going strong.
He has a song out now. Look up on the internet entitled, "Where Has America Gone?" Pat Boone sings that. Does a great job on that.
Yep. You played that for me in Ohio. So, all right, folks, we are out of time. The website is pastorbutch.com. Check it out. And again, to get that teaching, I'm going to get it. Toll-free number is 800-777-4403. Pastor, thank you for being with us. And
well, it's been my pleasure.
Nice yeah. So, okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you. Let's see here. Next week. Actually, next week is going to be our last program until August. We are not going to be here in July. So next week, Pastor Bill Dunphy, who was one of the J6 political prisoners, will be with us. And part of his crime was a sermon he gave at his church in 2019. I also got to talk with Pastor Bill over the weekend. So tune in. Don't miss next week. And until then, we'll see you. God bless.